This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In contrast to the example of Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds, let's look at the tragic response, or lack of response, on the part of the biblical scholars that first Christmas. When Herod inquired of them about a child being born, they knew the relevant prophecies. They were right on target, quoting from Micah 5:2. They knew who it was and where it was going to take place. You'd think their hearts would leap for joy. God had not spoken through a prophet for 400 years. Now in their day, a prophecy was being fulfilled. They knew where it would take place, but didn't go to see the fulfillment for themselves. The wise men went. The scholars watched them go, but they didn't follow. How tragic for them. They missed the day of God's visitation. They followed the lead of Herod the king. Their position was threatened, and they didn't know what to do. This paralyzed them from responding to the truth. They became Christ's main antagonists during his ministry. They acted as though they had the truth, but lived a lie, whitewashed tombs, neatly preserved outwardly, but decaying inside. All of this might have been different if they responded to the truth they knew intellectually and exposed their hearts to the one who could change them. Whenever truth comes into focus for you, it's always wise to respond to it positively by faith. For Jesus said in John 8:32, "It is the truth that frees us." In John 8:36, he went on to say, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the truth of Christmas. I trust you treasure this truth in your heart and mind, now and in the future.